Welcome to the Clean Truth, what we like to call bullshit on the status quo.
Welcome to another episode of the Clean Truth. I'm Don, I'm your host. Back with me is my beautiful wife.
Aw.
Red.
That's nice.
You didn't even know what I was going to say. I could have called you a shithead. You would have not even known.
You had beautiful before I said aw.
I could have said beautiful shithead.
Oh. That would have made it about correct.
The title of today's episode is The 3 Foot Rule. The topic that we're going to talk about is take care of your business or somebody else will. If you listen to a couple of the previous episodes, you know, you heard Yvonne and I talk about when we started Clean Eats and when we actually started the restaurant business, we didn't have business degrees. We were just two gym rat meatheads that came up with an idea and tried to execute it. And quite frankly, I think we got a little lucky when we did. But we didn't have that business degree knowledge of running pro formas, capital expenditures. Throwing a little dig in there, Jason. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, we didn't, that kind of shit was kind of irrelevant to you and I think. We knew how to do one thing, we knew how to do it well. And that was execute our model, cook our food, but more importantly, talk to people. Would you agree?
I agree, yeah.
And so, I learned this whole 3 foot rule model, you know, that's why I wanted to title this. I learned it at Summer Strong 2 years ago. That was kind of one of the main points that one of those speakers talked about, and it really hit home for me because that is a very big staple for our business as well. We're in the customer service business, we're in the restaurant business, and if you can't talk to customers, you're going to be in some deep shit.
It was kind of funny because we just had our convention for the franchisees, and we had a guest speaker there, and he was talking about the raving customers, right?
And raving fans.
Raving fans, I'm sorry. And then, so it was good. It was a good message to our franchisees and stuff. But as I'm sitting there listening to him, it was just, to me, it was just everything that we did natural. You know, that these guys are trying to teach someone to do. But I just felt like everything that you do, you just do it. Like, you shouldn't have to be taught this. I think if you're in a business where you're passionate about it, then this is something that would come natural to you. I think the other part of that is, you know, if you're working for someone else's business, I think that's when it comes into play, right?
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand. I think whether you're self-employed or you're employed by a business that's in customer service, you know, the only way you're going to get ahead is to improve that 3 foot game. And what I'm talking about the 3 foot game, when you're having a generalized conversation, you're usually within 3 foot of that person. That's why they call it the 3 foot rule. But you know, that one-on-one conversation, that human interaction is going to win every time. You know, that's what's going to bring customers back. You know, you'll hear, it irritates me sometimes when I hear small business owners or anybody in general saying, well, you know, Amazon's taken over. Well, I can't compete with online business, blah, 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 blah. And I think you and I had this conversation with your parents, you know, over the weekend. And I just think that's bullshit. And that's, I'm going to call bullshit on all of those excuses, because I think if you can execute that 3 foot rule day in, day out, and you can improve it and get better at it, you're going to win in the long run.
I feel that our society tries to take away human contact. And I think that's how we thrive as humans, is that human contact. So somehow everyone is wanting to close us off. And, you know, you want to get your meals delivered so you don't have to go into the restaurants. You want your stuff shipped so you don't have to deal with the customer service. But I still think as human beings, we still need contact.
Absolutely.
With each other.
Well, I think that's why we chose the theme for our convention this year for execution. You know, that was a big message for our convention this year, was trying to get our franchisees to buy into the fact that they need this human interaction. They want, you know, they need to make the customers that come in their door feel special every day. And that's important to keep them coming back. You know, we came up with this satellite drop point model of our business, and I'm going to name drop some guys here. You know, there was a meal prep company here in Wilmington that we put out of business real quick. And the two guys that owned that company happen to be really good friends of ours now. We have a really good relationship with these guys. Do you remember the one thing they told you and I of why we kind of beat them when we came into town?
because we could sit there and talk face to face.
Yeah, with it was our brick and mortar. It was the fact that customers could come in, they could see you and I, they could talk to us, they could eat our food, they could, you know, vent their problems. We were consultants, you know, I mean, they could unleash, you know, they felt like they were comfortable and they could come in and talk to you and I. And I think we were trying to hone that back in this year at our convention. And I'm going to explain this thing called the Seeker Program later on in the episode, but that's why we came out with that too, was to try to replicate that. And when we came up with this satellite drop point model for our company, for the franchisees now, it kind of spiraled out a little bit, out of control a little bit, and we had to hone that back in. And that was, you know, another thing with the convention this year, was trying to get these guys to understand that, you know, you need to get back to the bare bones, the basics, you know, and have that conversation with your customers when they come in, get to know them. That was the cool thing. I mean, you know, we lost Andy a couple of years ago, one of our line cooks, but, you know, that was a big benefit for Andy. You know, he, you know, we had people come in, he knew their name, he knew what they ate. We still have customers like that.
Well, and I think it goes beyond the name, because most of, you know, I guess the people behind the counter think that just by knowing that person's name is enough. And it really isn't, you know, I mean, I feel that.
No, like, they want to be made feel, yeah, they want to feel special.
I mean, the customers that come through our door, you know, we know their kids, we know, you know, what they did this week. I mean, you know, there's more of a conversation than just knowing someone's name. Now, there are other customers that walk through our door that don't even want that, and that's fine too, you know, but you know, the ones that do want to talk, then you really do need to. I got to where, you know, I even tried to write things down to remind me of our customers. So if there was like a huge event coming up, you know, I didn't want them to have to sit there and tell me 3-4 times and I forgot. But so I would start jotting little things down in my calendar, be like, hey, remind, you know, Emily when she came in that she had this big thing coming up,
yeah,
and follow up with that. So I think that's okay to kind of, I don't think that's cheating. I think that's just.
Well, I think to spin off of that, I think the one thing that helped us when we moved here to Wilmington was we were competing. So the gym that we got involved in, there was a lot of people competing in different shows, and they would come to us, they would have us do their diets. Well, you and I, being a part of that world and that sport, we were able to keep track of them, you know, and it made them feel special. It made them, you know, to be able to talk to them, hey, how's your progress going? How's your prep going? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. You know, that created a very good customer base. Another good example I can think of right off the top of my head is Warren. Warren Phillips, the orthodontist here in town. He's been coming to us for, what, 5-6 years now?
Since day one.
Almost every day. He eats the same mushroom and Swiss turkey burger that was off of our menu 2 years ago. We took it off. He still gets it. He calls the restaurant. We don't even write a ticket out for him. We just write Warren's burger on a ticket and hand it to the line cook. He makes it. Warren comes in. 9 times out of 10, it's sitting there ready for him when he comes in. Everybody knows that Warren wants 2 glasses of ice because he drinks iced tea. And his ice melts. So he gets his turkey burger and his 2 glasses of ice. I mean, we have a handful of customers like that. And I think once you let that go, you're doomed.
I do too. But my question, and I don't know what the answer to this is, but how do you do that with, like, an employee? So me and you can do that, and it's easy for us to do that because, obviously, it's our business and it's our cafe. But then how do we sit there and teach that to an employee who's just coming in, I don't want to say to grab just a paycheck, but they're there for a paycheck. They're not there to see your business succeed, you know. How do you put that onto them, and how do you teach them? Like, for every business owner out there, how do we do that with our employees to make them give that much back to our customers?
I think that's a number one struggle that I was actually going to be 100% honest and transparent on this podcast today. You and I still struggle with that.
We do.
We still do. I mean, you and I have made it a very big point to, ever since we franchised the business, the Clean Eats brand, we're still at our Racing Cafe every Monday, or try to be. I mean, it's been very few and far between that one of the two of us has not been there on a Monday morning when people are there coming in to pick up their meals. And as time goes on and as we've grown, that's starting to get harder and harder. And so that's one thing that you and I struggle with that I don't really have an answer for you right now. I don't know. We've tried a million different things. You know, this seeker program was supposed to try to fix one of those small loopholes. But, you know, we've lost customers ourselves because you and I aren't in the restaurant every day, because we physically can't be. We've got a franchise company to run now. We've got, you know, other business owners to support. So our roles had to shift. So even still, we've been a franchise 4 years. I still don't have a perfect answer for that question. That's a burning question that it bothers me every day. You know, last night was the Atlantic Coast Championships here in Wilmington, a big bodybuilding show. And I saw customers that used to come in every day that was part of the gym scene here in town. Well, it was funny. I was talking to one of the gym owners, and he asked why you and I hadn't been coming into the gym to train. And I had to kind of stop, and I had to, you know, that old saying, pull the mirror out of your pocket and look in the mirror. And I said, Skip, you're right. I said, you know, Yvonne and I need to get back into that gym scene and at least pick a few days, even though, you know, we built a gym in our garage, number one, out of convenience. But number two, it was getting to the point where when we were at the gym working out, we couldn't get a good workout in because we were business owners. You know, we were talking about our business and interacting with people where it was affecting our own training. So we built a garage we built a gym in our garage. And I think that we got out of that routine that kind of lifted us to where we are or where we got. You know what I mean? I think we need to get back to that and start going in there and interacting with these people that helped us get where we are.
I agree. I'm sitting here going, yes. I'm shaking my head.
Yeah. And that's what I told Skip yesterday. I said, you know, you're right, Skip. Yvonne and I talk about this all the time, that we need to go back in the gym and start shaking hands and talking to people and, you know, get back to our grassroots of what we used to do. And we've kind of gotten away from that. And by any means, I'm not throwing stones in a glass house to any of our franchisees, but we preach this to them, and that's why. And we need to, you know, do it ourselves. So,
you know what else I have too, and this is really... I was actually reading a book about this today, or, you know, because we're getting ready to hire a customer service rep for our distribution center, you know, so that there's someone there, you know, that answers the phone and can sit here and help with all these customers. Because obviously with the distribution, we're not there, you know, the brick and mortar, and we don't have that face to face. So the only way we have is through phone, emails, and, you know, conversation. But, you know, the part of customer service that I struggle with is the complaints, you know? So I really have to watch, like, if someone complains about the meals maybe being watery, or if the meals have their bland tasting, or, you know, like, I have a big problem dealing with that side of customer service. I'm really good with the customer relations. And
well, that's just having patience, and you don't have them.
Well, I don't, but I'm saying, like, as a business owner, that you work 7 days a week, and I'm not saying no one, you know, I hate when I say, you know, I work, blah, 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 but, like, you make that food, you ship the food, I eat the food, you know, and I'm like, it drives me crazy, because I think there's a lot of trolls out there, too, who will complain about anything to get a free product. And so, you know, with this customer service rep coming on, I'm trying to get the guidelines of, when do you hand back out free food, and when do you let some of the complaints go? Do you let any of the complaints go? Or do you address all complaints, even if there's that person that you just cannot physically make
happy? I still
think
you address them. I think it goes back to that customer that's going to be a pain in the ass, whether you like it or not. It's going to have the biggest mouth. So if you make them happy.
At all costs, you make them happy?
At all costs.
Okay. I'm still working on this part.
Yeah,
so.
You are.
Well, I just think that there's a lot of my love that go into stuff. And then with the distribution center too, FedEx, like, we could do everything right on our end, and then FedEx messes it all up. Either they get the delivery there late, they, you know, wrong time, you know, they damage it, they've thrown the box around. And so not only do you have to cover their mistakes too, you know, so, you know, and we're getting the blunt because it's not FedEx or UPS, it's Clean Eats, you know, so it
I think that's part of the game, though. You just got to own it.
I do own it. I just, like, it's hard to own, I think, as an owner. Sometimes.
But that goes back to what I'm saying. So even though that customer is an online customer and they're not actually coming to the brick and mortar, the same 3-foot rule still applies. It still applies. As much of a pain in the ass as they are, make them happy. Not only are they going to come back after you make them happy, but they're the ones that have the biggest mouths. So they're going to tell two or three other people how you made it right with them, and then there you go. You've got another customer out of it. So,
very true.
What did you say? Did you say Don was right?
No, I just said very true.
She said Don was right. I heard it.
No, that did not come out of my mouth.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to explain this Seeker program. This is a pretty cool program that we came up with a couple months ago, and it's going to be kind of a staple of what the points I was just trying to make.
This episode is sponsored by the Clean Eats Meal Plan Menu. Fresh and new options every week. To order, go to cleaneats.com/meal-plan-menu.
All right, this Seeker program.
You made fun of me about this when I brought it to the table to create.
I think I did, actually.
You told me that it was not going to work. It was going to fail.
Hey, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
I was wrong.
Okay.
So if you've been in a Clean Eats location lately, and you may have seen any kind of POP material that we have, whether it's a sign, a banner, or if you've actually done a consultation with somebody at a Clean Eats restaurant with this Seeker program. So what we did was we tried to emulate what Yvonne and I used to do when we started the restaurant, which was people would come in and they wanted to talk about their diet, or they needed help with their diet or their nutritional needs. And we used to take the time to sit down and talk to those customers about that. We didn't have a template. You know, you and I had an online, what was it? I always mess it up. ISSA or something like that. It was a nutritional certification. We weren't dietitians. We weren't nutritional gurus. The things that we were teaching these people was just basic knowledge. It wasn't anything rocket science. You know, we weren't giving them anything that couldn't be found. So when we knew that we were losing our touch on this, when we franchised with our franchisees on creating that bond and creating that customer service interaction and that 3-foot, you know, customers weren't getting that. So we wanted to emulate what you and I used to do. And so that's how the Seeker program was born. And you're right, I kind of laughed at you a little bit in the beginning of it, but it's a good program. And so we debated over whether or not we was going to do this with technology. You know, we were going to try to put it on an app. We were going to try to make it some elaborate thing with our website. You know, I think we deliberated about 5 or 6 different ideas until we finally said, you know what? We're kind of getting away from the whole point of what we're doing. Let's just keep it a frickin' piece of paper and then get back to the human interaction.
Well, and also, this was developed not because most of our owners, they can do what me and you do, you know, because they obviously got into Clean Eats because of a passion or, you know, something that like was their why, correct? But then those owners can't be in there physically, you know, every single hour, or they wouldn't be able to build their business if they were in their four walls. So my thought process also on the Seeker program was that it allowed someone that was working as their manager or, you know, we get a lot of personal trainers and people that want to work with us, you know, because they, you know, our brand aligns with their passion. So it was something to give them as a starting point, because not everyone can sit down and just start talking to someone. So it was not only for the owners, but to teach their employees how to have a conversation with a customer.
Sure. And I think the cool thing about it is it follows the Everybody Fits program that we started. You know, it's got something for everybody, somebody that wants to lose weight, somebody that's just trying to maintain where they're at right now. And then the few that we get that want to gain weight and want to gain some muscle mass and stuff like that. Even we get those guys in there all the time. I used to get them all the time that come in when they wanted to sit down with me and how do I get bigger, man? So I would sit down and talk to them about it. But some of these, they're just generalized questions just to try to get to know the customer a little bit. You know, what motivated you to make this move today? How do you feel? When in life do you feel at your best? What 3 strengths do you bring to the table? And then it gets on the back of it, it gives you small little goals to try to hit.
I feel like that maybe me that you need to sit down and have a seeker appointment with me later on.
I absolutely do.
That sounds like something that I need to.
The funny thing is we're getting ready to do another podcast for the following week, and I've got that planned in my head. So I'll let that cat out of the bag right now. But what else do you want to talk about this? I mean, I really think this is cool, and I'm glad that we kept it very basic. I'm glad we kept this a piece of paper because it keeps that 3-foot rule going, and it keeps that human interaction going that we've been talking about for the last 15, 20 minutes now.
Well, I think that you need to, or that we need to mention too, that, you know, if you're a business owner and you are making something like this for your business, you know, to, I don't know, a different, but it's not just sitting down with this first initial talk. It's about the follow through that goes further into this. And then that's how you build
absolutely
that relationship. So you just can't sit here and fill out this paper with that customer and then expect that everything is going to go exactly planned, you know?
No, I think the few that I've done myself personally, I don't know if anybody else is doing this, but in our system, but what I've done is I've actually done two of them. So the few that I've done with people, I've filled one out for them and I filled one out for me, and I keep them. And then I make sure that I write their Instagram or their email or something. I follow up with them on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's how you build that customer relationship. And that's just how we did it naturally. You know, we'd see those people at the gym and, like you said, followed up with them and that kind of stuff. But there's also, I don't know if I told you, but there's also two more pieces of this program too that will help.
Yeah, what it's going to be is it's going to be a complete lifestyle map. So the Seeker program is just the first part of it.
And then once you hit this your original goals, there's a second part, and then you're maintaining of your thing. So,
all right, lady, I can see you've got them written down. What's a couple takeaways for somebody here?
My takeaways: treat your customers like gold. I think you only get one time with them, and if you don't treat them like gold, they're going to go on to the next one. Especially in our business, there's plenty of meal plan people out there. Again, like you just said, you got to go beyond the first name. So not only do you got to know their names, which is the first step, but I feel that you need to even go deeper into those customers to build that relationship. Address the problem. Even if it's, you know, kills you to address the problem, you still need to address the problem. If it's long ticket times, or if it's FedEx delivering a damaged package or whatever, or if it's water in the meals, address it. I think it makes it better for your product and for that customer relationship. Don't be frugal with the thank yous and the product. If you owe them product, give them the product, you know, and make sure you always say thank you. And I know you're looking at this last one and you're going to do a bit, which is a big one for me because I do not have a poker face. So if I'm mad or if I think that you're sitting there and I know I'm right and you're wrong, then my demeanor, probably I have to learn how to pay attention to your demeanor to make sure what's coming out of your mouth reflects your body language and your facial expressions.
That was your last one, was pay attention to your demeanor?
What are you? Yes. Sometimes my body, or what comes out my mouth, is not matching my body language.
You don't say.
People say they can read me pretty well if I'm pissed or
that's why we call you Red. That's the multi. Yeah. My takeaway is, if you own a brick and mortar business, if your lifeline depends on the brick and mortar competing with an online business, it is your duty to keep that 3-foot game as strong as you can. And if you're going to sit around and bitch about losing business to online, you're going to lose. You're going to lose every time. Keep that 3-foot game strong and take care of your business, or somebody else will. Till next time. Well, there you have it. That's our 2 cents, and that's our clean truth. For more information on Clean Eats, visit www.cleaneats.com. To find Yvonne and I on social media, on Instagram, I'm Don_Verdy, V-A-R-A-D-Y. To find Yvonne, it's just Yvonne Verdy, all lowercase. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.